Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Pratibhachalam Pangulangai Tagirim Jatipata Mahamande Sri Gurudratarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyasharam Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swamiti Namine Namashire Padaya Nitai Kupa Padaya Ne Gauragata Dhamudaya Nagura Dhamutaya Hare Krishna Welcome again to continue the series of lecture on humility and tolerance. Yesterday I spoke in the other program where you are not there. Anybody who was there yesterday's program from here? Good.
They will be sent out.
Huh? Sent out. So they will not raise hand also even if they are there. But we took pictures of everybody who was there yesterday. Okay? So today we started the discussion there about tolerance. And somehow or other they tolerated me for almost one and a half hour. I spoke. By that they also exhibited their art of tolerance. So I also pray to you, you should also try to tolerate today, up to maybe 10 o'clock. Let's see how much you can tolerate, accordingly I'll speak. So day before yesterday, we define the greatness of a person. Who is a great person? Can you remember the statement? Don't look at the notes. How your collegial memory is working, I'm going to check. Anybody can remember? Okay. Anybody else? Mataji spoke something. Nobody could hear. So it's again, one's greatness. Please repeat. I'll speak, then you repeat.
One's greatness
has to be estimated
by one's ability
to tolerate
provoking situations.
Difficult statement, but not remembering. It should be your sutra in spiritual life. Prabhupada has stated that in Krishna book. So hopefully you remember. If you don't remember, I'll try to tolerate that also. But I'll pray you should remember this. And also, we discussed that there are four categories of tolerances. Tolerating the urges of the body and mind, tolerating the dualities of this world, tolerating difference of opinion, and tolerating the prosperity of others. So we'll go one by one and let's see how it goes. So first is tolerating the urges of the body and mind. That is very, very important thing that we learn to tolerate different urges of the body and mind. According to nectar of instruction, there are six urges. But according to Bhagavad Gita, there are three urges. Lust, anger and greed. This is a very important topic because unless and until we learn to tolerate these urges, it is very, very difficult to advance in spiritual life. because these urges will be there. But Prabhupada said, it is like itching sensation. And if you respond to that, then there will be problem in our life. Rather, we should try to tolerate this. So lust is the fundamental principle of material existence. No lust, no material world. Why material world is there? Because of the lust. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very clearly explained also what is lust and what is love. He has said, Atmendriya Piti Bancha Tare Vale Kam Krishnendriya Piti Bancha Dhare Premanam. Simple definition, Bengali definition. Atmendriya Piti Bancha. Whether an activity is lust or not should be determined by the desire of the performer of that activity. It's not the activity itself will determine that is lust or love. Is a desire. Bancha means desire. When we do some activity with the desire to satisfy our senses, that is called lust. But when the same activity will be performed for the satisfaction of the senses of Krishna, that is called love. So, this is very, very important aspect to understand. Distinction between love and lust is the attitude or desire. So, we sometimes think that lust means only lust, means sex desire. It's one part of it, but lust is a very big topic. Any desire to satisfy our senses and mind is called lust. If we cook for our own tongue, then that is also lust. If we buy some nice sari for our own sense gratification, that is also lust. If we buy some nice laptop for sense gratification, that is also lust. It is a very big topic. What is the purpose behind this activity? But somehow or other, this attraction between opposite sex, it is very, very strong in this material world. And that is the binding force. As long as these desires will be there, we will be happily staying in this place. No problem will be there. Nobody will ask you why you are here. So, therefore, in order to be out of this world, then you have to be out of these desires. But till that happens, lust to love is a big journey. It's a very long journey. But in between, what to do? We have lusty desires, but we want to attain love of God. But in between, go and jump into the Ganges or what? What will do? That's why you have to learn the art. You should learn the art of tolerating these urges. That is very, very important. That's why this topic is very important. But somehow or other, because of our addiction to this, we become victim of that. Everybody, to some extent, we become victimized of this desire. So once Akbar and Birbal were walking on the street and they saw one couple is arguing with each other. Big debate was going on between husband and wife. So they stopped and they are surprised also because the debate was going on the street. Generally, debate or argument between husband and wife is common feature. Right or wrong? Prabhupada said, if there is no argument, no fight between husband and wife, no flavor of family life. It's dull. So, having fights between husband and wife is a common feature. But generally it takes place inside. So that day I was discussing the different progression of our family life. Before marriage, the boy speaks, right? And the girl hears. That's the progression. After marriage, the wife speaks and husband hears. But after some time, both of them speak and neighbors hear. But that happens inside the house. But this is happening on the street. So it was very dramatic. And Akbar was seeing the drama. And the actor and actress is also very nice. The actress is very small size, okay? And the actor is very heavily built, big size. But the voice was little opposite. And really interesting drama going on. And both of them were seeing very nicely. And every drama has a climax. So this drama also had a climax. And the climax point, the wife slapped on the face of the husband. And Akbar was very curious to see what will be the reaction of the husband, and he was very scared also. Because if husband slaps back, then wife will be offended, right? Because the husband was very heavy. But somehow or other, with due surprise of Akbar, the husband kept his head down and peacefully left the place. Then Akbar said, ladka hai, kya hai? He's a man, got a slap from his wife and peacefully left the place. And Birbal was smiling. And he commented, teaching comments. He said, aisa hi hota hai. He said, every husband is like that. Then Akbar got offended because he's also an husband, no? He said, no, all the husbands cannot be like this. He said, okay, let us have a check. So call all the husbands. So all the husbands are invited for a program. All the husbands assembled in a hall. Maybe bigger than this, much bigger than this. So all the husbands, they stand. They are standing in the hall and Akbar and Birbal appear. Then Birbal said, I will ask a question to you. If answer to the question is yes, please leave the room, this room, and go to the other room. He said, if you do whatever your wife says, if it is yes, then please leave the room, this room, and go to other room. Question is clear to you? Husbands? Yeah, it's clear? Question is clear? They also checked. Question is clear to all of you? They said yes. No. You have to hear. Then, after question was asked, then the crowd started moving. From this room, from not this room, from that room to other room. And Akbar was surprised to see that the whole floor is to the other side. Then one person was standing after the whole thing is over. Then Akbar felt very happy. He said, but Birbal, I told, not everybody is like that. At least I have got one person in my kingdom that he is like a real man. So Birbal said, don't be so excited. Let us go and check. Then both of them approached that man. He said, you are still standing, means you don't do whatever your wife says, right? He said, it's not like that. So then why you are standing? He said, before I came here, my wife said, your health is not good. Don't be in the crowd. Always avoid the crowd. So I saw so many people that side, so I thought better I stay this side. So, this is the nature of this world. What to do? The world is made like that. But somehow or other, we have to learn slowly, slowly to come out from this problem. So this is lust. There are so many things because time is limited. After lust is anger. Unfulfilled desires, unfulfilled lustful desires leads to anger. And it is said, if you become angry, your whole body gets polluted also. And according to Bhagavad Gita purport, Prabhupada said you should go and take bath after you become angry. So, anger is not so good in spiritual life also. We should control our anger. Once, Dronacharya was teaching the Pandavas. And he was teaching that is a very important principle that we should not become angry. Please learn this in your life. And next day, Dronacharya asks the Pandavas, you have learned this principle? Everybody said yes. Except Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I need some more time. Next day again Dronacharya asks, you have learned the lesson? Said, I need more time. So in that way, 1 week passed. Then after 1 week, Dronacharya again asked, my dear Yudhishthir, have you learned this principle? And he said, I need more time. Somehow or other, Dronacharya became angry. And he took a stick and started beating Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj replied, now I have learned. Said, how come? Because you are beating me, but I am not becoming angry. But somehow or other, who was teaching the principle of anger, he became angry. So, it's a very difficult principle. We always teach that, don't become angry, control anger. But somehow or other, we become victimized by anger. But it doesn't mean that we should not become angry. Srila Prabhupada also became angry. Mahaprabhu became angry. But they did not become victimized by anger. They used the anger in the service of the Lord. Hanuman also became angry. Prabhupada always gives this example of Hanuman's anger. But he engaged the anger in the service of the Lord. But in Kali Yuga, the way Hanuman engaged anger, we don't have that kind of chance. Because he will be arrested. So therefore it is better not to show anger. You should control it. So that needs some spiritual advancement to tolerate the urges of anger. Then last anger, then greed. So greed is actually is very much prominent in Kali Yuga, especially greed for money. And it's so deep. Once one devotee from Mayapur approached one senior devotee, he said, I want to go to the West, I want to earn some money. After I will have much money in my bank account, then I can peacefully do my devotional service. Nice proposal. And he said, it will never happen to your life. Because as soon as you enter into the addiction of earning money, it is very difficult to give it up. So, this is called greed, principle of greed. That's why in Vedic system, the greed for money is adjusted by learning the quality of charity. When you give charity, slowly, slowly, attachment for money reduces. Because it is said by Srila Prabhupada, all the wealth belongs to Krishna and his devotees, Brahmanas. So everything should be engaged in their service. In Srimad Bhagavatam purport, it's always a very strong purport, but I want to quote that. He said that in Varnashram Dharma, out of the four ashramas, three are not allowed to earn money. Brahmachari, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. They are not supposed to earn money. Only Grihasthas are allowed to earn money. And why they should earn money? Prabhupada is telling, they should earn money only for serving Krishna and serving Krishna's devotees. That is the only purpose Grihastha can earn money. Brother Pranav who can check Vedavas and can confirm. Prabhupada has said that. So somehow or other we should develop the quality of charity. In Satya Yuga, whatever people used to earn, they used to give it to Krishna. Because everybody was Brahmana, no bank account. So no banking industry. In Satya Yuga, no need of bank because nobody keeps money in the bank. Everybody was earning whatever they were receiving as charity, they used to give it to Krishna. Then as time progressed, quality of life has gone down. So they have made a system. Okay, we'll give money, but we'll follow a system. We'll throw the money in the sky and we'll draw a circle on the ground. Whatever falls inside the circle is for God. And whatever falls outside of the circle, that is for me. Then time progressed further and circle has become straight line. So now people are throwing money in the sky. Whatever falls on the right hand side is for God. Whatever falls on the left hand side is for me. Now it is. People are more advanced. And they have made a very nice system. They throw the money in the sky and tell God, whatever you catch is yours and whatever falls on the ground is for me. Because people don't like to give. That is Kali Yuga. But somehow or other we should learn to give. There was a lady. That lady was too attached to her money. And one day, one sadhu came. And this lady was very much against the principle of giving charity, especially to the sadhus. See, these sadhus, they don't do anything. We work hard, earn money, and these guys come to our house and get the money and have their nice life. Why should we give money to them? And she was determined that if any sadhu comes, I will teach him such a lesson that he will never come for any begging in the future. So one sadhu came to our house. And that time, early days, the cooking style was different. In the kitchen there was some ash. So ash was there and she took some ash and gave it to that sadhu. And thought, by doing that, that sadhu will become very offended and he will not come again. But you will be surprised, sadhu said, thank you very much. I will come again tomorrow. And she said, my plan didn't work. He said, oh, why you are so happy? Sadhu revealed his heart. He said, in your life, you never give anything. But at least today, you started giving. You started giving ash today. So you are giving me ash. Definitely tomorrow, when I will come, you will give me cash. So, we have to start somewhere. We have to give. Something you have to give. Otherwise, that only taking is very bad quality. In danger also, then you will not be able to give. You want to hear one story about miser? There is a man, he was crossing the river. And for a miser, losing money means worse than death. So that man was crossing the river, he was on the boat. And while he was crossing the river, one coin fell from his pocket into the water. And for him, losing a coin is better to die like that. So what he did? He jumped into the water. And after he jumped into the water, he came to realize that he doesn't know how to swim. So now what to do? The friends are very scared, he's going to die. They wanted to rescue him. And they started shouting that you are drowning, you don't know how to swim. Please give your hand, so that we can rescue you. They're shouting, screaming, no response. They're surprised. Then one of his close friends revealed to them. He said that in his life, he never gave. So he doesn't understand give language. So don't ask give. Change your language. So then they changed the language. They instead of telling give your hand, they said please take our hand. And immediately grabbed the hand and he was rescued. So that is the quality of a miser. Don't like to give. But Srila Prabhupada explains, detachment from money will come when you start giving. This is the dharma of the grihastha, to give charity. But if you don't give charity, then your greed will increase. And there is no limit to your greed. Two friends were walking on the street and one friend was looking very dull and morose also. Then other friend said, why you are so unhappy? What happened to you? He said, don't tell me, I am not so happy. So don't, please reveal, what happened? He said, 3 weeks back, my grandfather died. He said, oh, very sad. But he kept for me 50 lakhs rupees. Then that, he said, that's good. Then what happened? So 2 weeks back, my uncle died and he kept 60 lakhs rupees for me. Then last week, my auntie died also and he kept 75 lakhs rupees for me. Then I said, okay, but you are getting so much money. Then he said, why you are so upset? He said, nothing is happening this week. Nobody is dying. So this is called greed. Because more you get, more you like to get. It's not that if you have more, then your greed will reduce. So therefore, we have to learn how to tolerate this kind of urge. So in that way, we have covered the tolerating the urges of the lust, anger and greed. We can go on and on, but time is limited. So second is, it's called beg sahishnuta. Beg means urge, sahishnuta means tolerance. Tolerating the urges means beg sahishnuta. Second is dvanda sahishnuta. Dvanda sahishnuta means tolerating the dualities of this material world. This material world is full of duality. Matras persons to Kanteya, Siddhasna Siddha Dukkhada, Akupapayana Anitta, Stangtiti Sasya Bharata. In this world there will be victory and then defeat. Then you have summer, you have winter, you have birth, you have death, you have happiness, you have distress, full of dualities. If you Whether we want or don't want, happiness will come. Whether we want or don't want, distress will come. But by the mode of ignorance, we always want to be happy. We always want happiness. But that will not happen in our life. So we have to learn how to tolerate this duality. So generally, people, those who are not so advanced in Krishna consciousness, those who are not in knowledge, if some bad situation come in life, they feel very disturbed. And when some good situation comes in life, they feel very happy. But a person who has self-realization, when some good time comes, they don't become very happy or very jubilant. They don't become. Why? Because they know this will go away. And when bad time comes also, they don't become morose. Because they know this will also go away. So that's why a person in knowledge, he becomes indifferent of the so-called dualities of material world. But somehow or other, because of the conditioning, if something wrong happens in our life, which we don't expect to happen, we become very disturbed. Because we don't have the quality of tolerating the dualities of this material existence. But those who are in very advanced in spiritual life, whatever happens in their life, they take it as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the quality. It is explained in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When miseries come to a practicing devotee, when they take it as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that person is qualified to enter into the spiritual world. But for us, when good time comes, oh, Krishna is very merciful. As soon as bad time comes, it is very difficult to take it as the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we preach, in India especially, we say, please chant. Some people are very pious and they start chanting. After chanting, some nice thing happened in their family. Maybe her husband got promoted or their son got a job. Maybe the daughter got married very nicely. Then they say, oh, very nice. Chanting is very nice. It's working. Krishna is very merciful. But if someone is working in a very nice company, as soon as he starts chanting, his job is gone. Then he can accept, oh, Krishna is very merciful. My dear Lord, you have taken my job, please take my son's job also. Can you say like that? That shows how much surrender we are to Krishna. That shows true picture of our character will be revealed when we are in difficulty. That's why Prabhupada has said, the greatness of a person has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. That's why a great person is not disturbed when challenging situations come in their life. And they take it, what to talk about tolerance, they take it as a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I'll tell two stories to explain that. And it's a very interesting story, although it's a little funny story, but that reveals a great knowledge to us. One man was crossing the river. Crossing the river story is going on. So he was crossing the river. And he had so many friends with him. And somehow or other, they did not have any watch to check the timing. But somehow or other, they wanted to know what is the time now. So the man, he was sitting on the boat, and one hefty fellow, big man, he was sitting next to him. And somehow or other, he had a watch. And as soon as he saw that this man has a watch, he approached that man. Can you tell me what is the time now? As soon as he asked the question, that big hefty fellow punched on his face. Heavy punch. And he was very surprised to get that punch. And his friends got very upset. What kind of man is he? He just asked the timing and he's punching on the face. We should also do something to him. And this man said, no, wait. Let us ask. Why did he do that? Then he very nicely approached that person. My dear sir, I asked you the timing. Why did you punch on my face? He said, this is my style, to tell time. Really? This is the style. And the friends got more upset. Oh, you are so smart. But he said, okay, wait. So can you give purport? Can you explain what is the meaning of this? He said, you asked me timing. I punched on your face. He said, how many times I punched? He said, once. Means 1 o'clock. So, the friends were very upset, more upset. That you are punching and you are becoming so smart. Then the man who got punched, he said, Krishna is very merciful. He said, the friend said, that you got the punch and you are telling Krishna is merciful. How come? He said, luckily I asked the timing now. If I asked the time 1 hour before, what could have happened to me? So that is called positive attitude. So he took this as a mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One punch was nothing for him because that is the mercy of the Lord. He asked the timing in proper time. So, Prabhupada also used to say, when something happens in devotee's life also, I always give this example, once Prabhupada's finger was cut. And he said, it is a token punishment from Krishna, because I have become devotee of the Lord, so therefore Lord is giving a token. Otherwise, I could have lost my throat. My throat would have been cut. So I will tell one more story, maybe you know that, but it is a very interesting story again. There was a minister. And this minister has a habit. Whatever people say, it happened to my life, he says, very nice. This is the will of the Lord. Whatever Krishna does is good for us. So one day, the king has also got a finger cut. His finger was cut. And he was telling that to his minister. And minister said, whatever Krishna Lord has done is good for him. And king became very furious. He said that my finger was cut and you are telling it's good for me. He said, yes. And it's okay. I'll teach you a lesson also. He called the security guards. And he told security guards, please put him in the jail. Then he said, whatever Krishna has done to me is very good, is good for me. Then the king thought he has lost his thing. He said he has become mad. Then somehow or other, the king went to the forest. And he was lost. He went for hunting, somehow or other he was lost. And in that forest, some dacoits were planning for sacrifice of a human. Narabali. And he was finding, they are trying to find some human body. So they are searching and they saw a beautiful king. Said, today is a very nice day, we got a nice man. So they caught him and brought him in front of the goddess and they offered it to the Brahmin. So Brahmin told him to take bath. So but after taking bath, so before offering to the goddess, they generally check the body. If there is any defect in the body, it cannot be offered. Defective things should not be offered. So Brahmin, he was checking his body and he saw one finger is not there. He said, defective body, rejected. So dacoits become very upset. They got a very nice man, but got rejected. So king, after he was rejected, he became self-realized. whatever the minister said is correct. Because my finger was cut today, that's why my throat was not cut. I am still alive because my finger was cut. He came back and he called the minister. He said, now I have realized that my finger cut was the favor from Krishna. But how come you are going to the prison is also a favor from Krishna? He said, till now you have not realized. He said, now can you tell? If I am not in the prison, I would have gone with you. But my finger was not cut. So I would have been sacrificed in front of the goddess. Because I could not go, that's why I am still alive. So therefore, whatever Krishna does to our life is good for us. That is called positive attitude. But for that we need a lot of surrender to Krishna. That whatever Krishna gives, Mahaprabhu also expressed that mood, Ashlishava Padaratang Pinastumang, Adarshanang Marmahatang Karatuba, Jatadadava Vidhadatu Lampata Matpana Nathastu Savanapara. Whatever you do, that's your free choice, but you are always my master. If that consciousness is very strongly built, nothing can shake our life. But for that, we need a strong shelter. So, Prabhupada said, the nature of the material world will never change. It will always have problem. But people, those who come to Krishna, accepting the process of devotional service, sometimes they think that if I come to Krishna, there will not be any problem in my life. But I have to reveal to you, because we are all practicing devotees, if you don't come to Krishna, life is more peaceful. If you come to Krishna, problem begins. Example is given, Brajavasis, they are having very nice time. Beautifully they are situated, no problem in life, till Krishna appeared. As soon as Krishna appeared, problem started. Kamsa was in a very inactive state before Krishna's appearance. As soon as Krishna appeared, Kamsa became very, very active and used to send demons every day. And Brajavasis were in a lot of anxiety. So you should not think, if you become devotee of the Lord, there will not be any anxiety in our life. There will be a lot of problems in our life. But what is the difference? When problem comes to normal people, they become very disturbed. But when problem came to Brajavasis, they simply surrendered to Krishna. Krishna, you are the master, please save us. In the same way, when you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, it's like a strong boat. When you use a strong boat in the ocean, the waves of the ocean cannot disturb the boat. But if boat is very weak, if you take shelter of the money, if you take shelter of the position, if you take shelter of life insurance, if you take shelter of our house, that is like very, very weak boat. And with that boat, if you enter into the ocean of material existence, anytime, you may sink into the ocean. So therefore, we have to know what shelter we should take. The lotus feet of Krishna is the only shelter which can save us in this dangerous ocean of material existence. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord, they are very intelligent and they take shelter of this lotus feet of Krishna, and in that boat they don't get disturbed by anything of this material world, because boat is very, very strong. So next is tolerating difference of opinion. In Kali Yuga, everybody has opinion. right? Democracy. Everybody has opinion. And every opinion they think, this is the best opinion. There is a common saying, my way or highway. Accept my way or hit the road. That's why a lot of conflicts. So broken families, broken countries, everything is broken. Why? Because we have difference of opinion. And we cannot tolerate the difference of opinion of others. So therefore, we have to learn how to tolerate the opinion of others. And how we can do that? When we become little selfless, detached. And when we become selfless, then it is easy to tolerate the difference of opinion. But in Kali Yuga, most of the people are very, very selfish. And because of the selfish nature, they cannot tolerate the difference of opinion. So there are three friends. And they make nice kheer. Devotee's kheer is very attractive. So they make nice kheer in the evening. And they wanted to eat the kheer. Then there is a conflict between three of them. Who will eat how much? Argument was going on and on and on. Then they decided, better drop the idea of eating. We'll eat tomorrow morning. And who will eat? Who will have the best dream at night? So they all agreed, okay, we'll no fight now. We'll go to sleep peacefully. Whoever will the best dream, he will eat the kheer. Agreement signed. So they all peacefully went to sleep. In the morning, they all assembled again. And first friend said that I should get the opportunity to eat the kheer. Said, why? Because I had the best dream. So can you explain what was your dream? He says, in the dream, I went to Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. And in Brahmaloka, I met Lord Brahma. And I shook hands with Lord Brahma. So Brahma is the highest living entity. Satyaloka is the topmost planet of the material world. So that is the best dream. So therefore I should be allowed to take the kheer. Then second friend said, wait, I had better dream than you. Said, what dream you had? He said, you went to Brahmaloka, but I went to Maheshloka. So Lord Shiva is greater than Lord Brahma. You shook hands with Lord Brahma, but I had embrace of Lord Shiva. So I should get the opportunity to take the kheer. Then third friend intervened. And third friend said, both of you are not qualified. I had better dream. So what dream you had? He said, in the dream, Hanuman came. Hanuman is a great devotee of Lord Ram. And Hanuman came in my dream and told, my dear friend, why you are still sleeping? You don't know? There is nice kheer in the kitchen. And you go to the kitchen and take the kheer now. And how can I disobey the order of Hanuman? So I went to the kitchen and took the kheer. Then two friends got very upset. He said, you are so selfish. Okay, you took kheer, that's okay, but you could have shared with us. You should have called us. Then he said, yes, I also had that desire to share with you. But I came to call you, but you are in Brahmaloka and you are in Maheshloka. So what I can do? I have to eat the kheer alone. This is the nature of this material world. Everybody is very selfish by nature. But what to do? We have to tolerate. So you have to learn. Unless you learn, then we will be always disturbed. Whenever I travel anywhere, people are very disturbed. That is the quality of Kali Yuga people. For small things people get disturbed. Prabhuji, he has told me like that. Prabhuji, he has told me like this. How can I tolerate? Very difficult to tolerate. Because that is the symptom of Kali Yuga. But we should learn that different people will have difference of opinion. We should try to accommodate. In spiritual life, we always say, I am wrong, he is right. But we should try to learn that both are correct. That is adjustment. We always take decision, I am right, you are wrong. But those who are broad-minded people, they always see right in every opinion. And they accommodate. And that is the only way you can stay together. Prabhupada said, two vessels, if they come close, what happens? There will be sound. So how do you expect two human beings will come close and there will not be any sound? That's why I told, before marriage, I give that example. Always there will be talk, there will be arguments, fights. But we should stay together. That is the principle. And how we can stay together? When we learn to tolerate each other's opinion. Why so many divorces nowadays? So many divorces, what's the reason? Cannot tolerate the difference of opinion. So, Guru Maharaj is giving one example I have to share. Because brahmacharis, they have different excuses to get married. So, one brahmachari, he said, in brahmachari ashram, we have to stay together and I cannot sleep. Why you cannot sleep? Because he is snoring so much. Then I cannot stay in ashram, I need to get married. Then Guru Maharaj said, if that is the excuse to get married, what is the guarantee? Whichever lady will marry, she will not snore. Then what will you do? I heard there are so many divorces because husband is snoring or wife is snoring because they cannot sleep. Such petty reasons. I am not telling you can go any court in India. Divorce petitions are packed and very, very silly reasons they want divorce. Why? Because quality of wife is so cheap and for small reasons. They decide to separate themselves. So, therefore you should learn as devotee at least, we should learn to tolerate the difference of opinion of each other. Then we can have a very nice, peaceful atmosphere to practice our Krishna consciousness. Then, the last one is tolerating the prosperity of others. Very difficult. When you see the prosperity of others, we should be happy. If you cannot become happy, at least tolerate. Right? You should tolerate. The main problem in our life is that we are not happy what we have. Rather, we are not happy for what we don't have. That is the problem. We always compare. Comparison is the cancer of the mind. And if that disease will be there in the mind, you cannot be happy at any situation in your life. Because whatever beauty you may have, whatever wealth you may have, whatever position you may have, there will be somebody above you. Right or wrong? There will be somebody more beautiful than you. There will be somebody more rich than you. There will be somebody having more higher position than you. And if you start comparing in your life, then how you can be happy? So that cancer is the main cause of our unhappiness in this world. Because we all want to become Krishna. Krishna's position is asama urdha. Nobody can be equal to Krishna and nobody can be above Krishna. That position is only one position. Nobody can take that position. But we all trying to take that position. And that endeavor is the cause of our frustration. So therefore, how we can overcome that? We should first realize that everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to me. So, if someone having more wealth and someone is having less wealth, what's the difference? Because nothing belongs to us. Whatever I have, I should engage in the service of the Lord. And whatever he has, let him engage in the service of the Lord. And if both of them are happy. But we don't see it that way. Because we have the snake of envy in our heart. We always compare. So, I'll analyze the material life and spiritual life. In the material world, there is position is very limited and the candidates are many. I'll give some crude example, don't mind. Your Bhakta community, ISKCON community in Mathura desh. So, you have a one leader, Yatra leader. That position is one. And there are so many devotees. If our desire becomes to become Yatra leader, then how there will be healthy atmosphere in the community? There will be definitely politics. Why? Because if you want to get that position, then person who is in that position has to be removed. And to remove him, you need to have some political plot. How to remove him? And that's happening all over the world. But in the spiritual world, if our goal is spiritual, I have come to this movement to become pure devotee of the Lord. That is the purpose. If that purpose is fixed in my mind, if someone becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, there is unlimited scope also for others to become pure devotee. That vacancy is still available. Someone becomes a pure devotee does not mean that I cannot become pure devotee. And another beauty of Krishna consciousness is that if you want to get a position in the material world, you have to remove him. But in order to become a pure devotee of the Lord, you have to take shelter of that pure devotee. By his mercy, by his inspiration, we can achieve that position. So is there any possibility of any politics? If the goal of our spiritual life is spiritual. But we have many other desires. And that is the cause of conflict. So now I am a Bhakti Bhiksha member. Now I am to become cell leader. Then I am to become sector leader. Then I am to become what? Chakra leader. Then the perfection of Mathura desh, if you become MC, Mahachakrapati, Yatra leader, President, GVC, Guru, on and on and on and on. If that is the desire, you can never be happy. Because the goal of your life is not spiritual. Goal of your life is material. It is not the criteria to become pure devotee, that in order to become a pure devotee, Krishna will ask you, when you enter into spiritual world, you become president. Then you can enter into spiritual world. It's not the condition. What is the condition? You should have pure heart. You should have love of God in your heart. If you have that quality in your life, then you are allowed to enter into the spiritual world. Krishna will never check that you are a japa leader or sector leader or chakra leader or president, sannyasi, guru, no. Rather, if you want to become guru, Krishna will bless you. Become guru again and continue your journey in this world. So this all material desires. To a gross level, to a subtle level. So therefore, prosperity of others will make us blissful when our goal is spiritual. When my goal is to become pure devotee of the Lord, if someone is advancing towards that goal, I will be very, very happy. His life is becoming successful. I should take shelter of that person. Then my life also will become successful. But in our day-to-day life, we don't see in that spirit. We always compare. So there was a man, and that man was doing some austerity, and Mr. Devata came very happy with his austerity. He said, "What do you want?" And he said, "I want whatever I desire. Please give me the blessing that whatever I desire, I will get that material opulence." Then he said, "Okay, tathastu." And he became very happy. But after he gave that benediction to him, he said, "Whatever you will get, your neighbor will get double." But he did not hear that. And he was very happy, went back to his village. In the village, in the morning, he took bath. And he said, "Now I should check whether benediction is working or not." He chanted the mantra. He said, "My house is not so good house. Let my house become very nice." And he chanted the mantra. And he saw he has got a very wonderful house. And when you have something wonderful, you are not happy. Only you see that. You want to show your glories to others. So he came out of his house to show his glorious house to the villagers. He came out to see his house. He saw a beautiful house, became very happy. But as soon as he looked at the next house, that house is double storied, more beautiful than him. And all his happiness immediately disappeared. And he came to his house again and he chanted another mantra. He said, "My house should also become two-storied." Then he came out to see that his house also became two-storied. But his neighbor's house became four-storied. He was burning inside. What to do? What to do? What to do? Then he came and chanted mantra, "Lest one of my eye becomes blind." His one eye got blind, and by the mercy of the Lord, his neighbor's two eyes got blind, and he became very happy. That is the nature of this world. And we should not think that disease is not there in our heart because we are chanting Hare Krishna. That disease is there in the practicing devotee's heart also. But devotees recognizes that and try to work on that. And how we can work on? We should try to fix our goal of life in a proper way. When we fix our goal in a spiritual manner, then the prosperity of others will become very, very blissful to me. That's why I gave another definition of a great person. When someone junior to you become more successful than you, then your heart should be jubilant in happiness, and you should go out of your way to help him so that he can advance more and more and more and more in his spiritual life. That is the success of a sadhaka. That is the greatness of a devotee. And that can be done when you know the art of tolerating the prosperity of others. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. 10 o'clock. If you have 1-2 questions, otherwise we'll see you again tomorrow. Any question? No question, very clear. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow unless management has any announcement.
Lectures.